questo punto qua sopra.
No!
Chamber pressure is nominal.
It's so big! Oh my god, one of them blew up! One of the boosters, two of the engines blew up! Two of the engines blew up!
Starship vehicle, tower clear to land a pitch over. The pulse of the first stage engines nominal. What a sight from the ground cameras at Stargate. We're flying at twice the thrust of the Saturn V heading to space.
Twice the thrust of the Saturn V!
As the velocity increases, the density of the atmosphere is decreasing.
Max Q.
Less than stress on the vehicle. The call out. Max Q now.
Oh my god! Is it gonna make it to orbit?
100 seconds into flight.
Four of the engines blew up.
Our next major activity is going to be set down of the first stage.
Over four engines blew up.
Now acquiring the vehicle. With set down, we will get separation of Starship and Super Heavy and ignition of the Starship engines. When Starship separates, we light up six engines in a staggered sequence. And if all goes well, those six engines will burn for almost 6.5 minutes.
On board view from Starship.
Set separation, the first stage will flip and begin a boost back maneuver for landing in the Gulf.
Are you kidding me? This is nuts!
Continuing to fly, 2 minutes 40 seconds, let's get ready for main engine cutoff.
Oh my god, it's rotating.
Beginning to flip for stage separation.
Holy shit! Oh no! No! The flip fucked up! Oh, that's not good! That's not good! That is not what's supposed to be happening. That is not what is supposed to be happening, guys. Whoa! They're gonna blow it up. They're gonna blow it up. They're gonna blow it up. That's not supposed to be hit. That is Kerbal Space Program.
We are awaiting stage separation.
It's not separating.
Our Starship should separate.
It's not separating. It's tumbling down.
Yeah, Kate, right now it looks like we saw the start of the flip, but obviously we're seeing from the ground cameras the entire Starship stack continuing to rotate. We should have had separation by now. Obviously, this is does not appear to be a nominal situation.
Yeah, it does appear to be spinning, but I do want to remind everyone that everything
ever
after clearing the tower was icing on the cake.
They blew it up! They blew it up!
There.
They blew it up!
As you saw, as we promised, an exciting end to the Starship.
Wow. That was the best launch ever! That was the most exciting launch I've ever seen.
You're absolutely pumped to clear the pad and make it this far into the test.
Dude, who cares? That was the most exciting flight I've ever fucking seen, man. Holy shit! It doesn't matter. It didn't even make it, like, dude, whatever, man. Elon Musk said if it even made it to orbit, that'd be huge, dude. It's fine. It's all a test, dude. They got, like, 5 more lined up. They literally have 5 more Starships lined up. It sucks he lost the Super Heavy booster. That sucks big ones, but, you know, whatever. Damn!
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, April 21st, 2023. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about Pole News Central, another part of the Pole News Network. Then, we'll talk about, is Andrew Anglin right, Pole? Is Milo a federal agent? Then, should the future of Western spaceflight really be left in the hands of Elon Musk? And then, Walmart to close nearly one-third of California stores due to rising theft and crime rates. Definitely a shill thread made by a shill meme flag. Oh well. Then, the penultimate thread. Why can't anyone prove that the 2020 election was stolen? And for the finale, another poll chud gets blown the fuck out by law enforcement for making threats. Will you be next? That's the show. Let's get into it, shall we? First, Pole News Central quarterly donation drive, guys. Pole News Central does lots of work for us. Thank you, Pole News Central. Incredibly, he's already almost there. It's already done. Ha ha! Awesome, thank you. Bless you, guys, bless you. Also, bless you, FBot, for the unknown amounts that I may or may not know about. Thank you. I usually do Pole News Central specials when he's doing this donation drive. Will I do that? I don't know. I already fucked up the tradition. I already fucked it all up. I did it like 3 times in a row and then I fucked it all up. Why even keep doing it? Why even do it? Fuck it. I'll read the column that I like. And I will read no other columns because it's my show and I can do what I want. Okay. Come on, Lou. Wake up. Today it is hard and almost impossible for me to say when the word Jew first began to have any particular significance for me. I do not remember ever having heard the word at home during my father's lifetime. If this word had been used with a particular inflection, I think the old gentleman would have considered those who used it in this way of being behind the times. Adolf Hitler. So what, if you called Jews kikes, you would be ahead of the time? Is that the implication? I don't know. What is the implication? I'm slightly confused. I assume that was the implication. Okay, we'll do the column that I like and no other column. Let's go. SpaceX claims it intentionally blew up $3 billion Starship rocket as it spiraled out of control during failed launch in Texas, as Daily Mail graphic shows how craft went from blast off to blaze of fire in 4 minutes. That's a very wonderful headline. Wow, that's very fantastical. Wow. How did you get that number for $3 billion? What article? Daily Mail. Where the fuck did Daily Mail get this $3 billion number? What the fuck? Elon made a whole assembly line of starships and that costed $1 billion. And then, you know, he invested in all the stainless steel and that was $1 billion. And, you know, and then he made the starship and that was another $1 billion or something. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? French protesters storm stock exchange. Oh my gosh. Bane? Is Bane there? Guys, is Bane here? Oh my god. Much less cool than Bane. Much less cool than Bane. So much less cool than Bane. Holy, I'm gonna just... Future Lou, Bane, play it. Do it this time, play it! Bane, do it! I command thee. Thank you.
stock exchange. There's no money you could steal.
Really? And why are you people here?
They cut the fiber. Sun's working.
For now? How much longer does the program need?
8 minutes.
Time to go mobile.
Everybody!
You two!
Thank you.
The science to release genetically engineered bacteria to eat carbon dioxide from the air. Why open Pandora's box? So let's make a fucking bacteria that eats carbon dioxide so that plants die and then we die. Why? We need carbon dioxide in the air for plants. Stop it. Stop fucking with nature. We need that. We need those things. You're flirting with forces you do not understand. House approves trans athlete ban for girls and women's teams. What? Washington. Unlikely to advance further because of the Democrat-led Senate. With Democrat-led... God, how does that roll off the tongue? Democrat-led Senate. Incredible. Fuck it, they stole it all. They stole it with machines. They stole it. No one cares. I exposed it on my channel long ago. We'll get to that. Senate Democrats thwart GOP effort to undo rule allowing VA to provide abortions. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fucking flying fuck? Let the state sort it out. Grug says, thinking about switching to the Democrat Party to vote for RFK. Why? Dude, if Biden got 85 million votes being a comatose piece of shit, if you give the Democrats a halfway decent candidate, fuck, he might actually win. I don't know. That would be a good one. That would be okay, I guess. Why not? Get him in there. Go Democrat. Get him in there. Why not? See, I'm sure he's totally not controlled by anybody, I'm sure. If you're in California, you can vote on either side, no matter what. Because California, like it matters. I think, maybe not. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Maybe I have no clue what I'm talking about. Primaries or something. Switch parties, switch back, who cares? None of it matters. It's all machines controlling everything. But go vote or something still, I guess. Rust special prosecutors announced their decision to dismiss charges against Alec Baldwin, but they do not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability and charges may be refiled. What the fuck does that even mean? Bang. Why did the gun do this? Exactly. Dude, that gun he used could not be fired without pulling the trigger. It's not possible. Whatever. On to the actual show. Thank you, Pull News Central, for your hard work. Thank you, everybody, for the donations. You keep us going. We'll keep providing content and news daily. Thank you very much. Pole News Network. We're a thing, I guess. We're something, that's for sure. This American OP says, is Andrew Anglin right, Pole? Is Milo a federal agent whose job it is to destroy right-wing movements from the inside and to collect blackmail? The history of evil faggot terrorist Milo Yiannopoulos. God, I mean, I don't know, man. Kind of a point there. You have to assume he's recording you at all times, at least, right? He's recording you at all times, right? Right? I wouldn't trust this guy with a 10-foot stick. That's for sure. Does that tell you something? And apparently it's come out that Nick Fuentes slept in the same hotel room as him, which I don't really care about that much. I mean, guys, that's not that gay. I mean, I've done that with friends and stuff. That's pretty normal. I mean, there's nothing really weird about that, really. The way he's treating it makes me think it's a little gay. Just the way Nick Fuentes kind of talks about it. I mean, just, he tries to push the, like, he tries, okay, like, if you just rented a hotel room with Milo and you're sleeping in the same room, even in the same bed or whatever, who cares? Okay? I mean, really, who cares? Who gives a fuck? Okay, but when you start saying Milo tried to have gay sex with you and stuff, what? So there was gay shit going on? There was? You're confirming that gay shit went on in that room, is what you're saying. I mean, what else is that but Milo tried to do gay shit to me in that room when we were by ourselves together. That's straight up admission by Nick Fuentes. I love Nick Fuentes. I'm just saying. Just saying. Milo did gay shit in that room. Confirmed by Nick Fuentes. Right out of his mouth. not in that exact way, I guess. But he basically confirmed it. Article just talks about how Milo has destroyed more right-wing groups than anybody else. Guys, Milo adopted the coat of Christianity in like a year, 2 years, and now he's a complete Christian. It's insane. It's insane the wolf in sheep's clothing that man could do. Also, his words, that man's, when he talks, his words are kind of like velvet coming out of his mouth. He's a very well-spoken individual. He must talk into the mirror a lot. That guy's got to talk into the mirror a lot, right? He definitely looks in the mirror and talks to himself a lot. definitely. Dude is very well spoken, though, for sure. And I agree with a lot of what he says, but man. This America says, Milo is a faggot drama queen. Everywhere he goes, he stirs shit up. He immediately starts dividing people against each other, demands that he is always the main event everywhere he goes. He's really only interested in money. That's the only thing he cares about. Well, money and himself, it sounds like. sounds like he is manifesting the embodiment of greed. Sounds very kike-ish to me. Maybe he's part kike. Sounds part kike. Interesting. Linus says, well, Milo is Jewish. Well, it's all coming together. It's all fucking... I'm pretty sure I knew that already. But it's all coming together. This leaf says Milo is a desperate person that latches onto movements, people, religions, countries, and sucks the life force out of them, then spins it until forced to repeat the cycle of his need to be something of value to everyone but God. That was pretty beautiful. He's a good writer when he wants to be. Is he a good writer, or is it a ghost writer like Destiny claims? I think Destiny might be hitting a nail on the head there, saying Milo as a ghostwriter. Accurate, probably. He could sniff out a good story from bad actors of the left. If he's around you, don't get attached. Don't expect positive results from your interactions with him. Don't expect payment. And finally, don't expect payment? Do you expect a fucking bill? Expect a bill for $100,000. That's what you should expect. Fuck Milo. We'll never trust that guy. I mean, he is the quintessential grifter, man. How could anyone ever follow that man and really adore him or anything? He's a grifter. He's Maximus Griftimus. It really is quite smarmy. And, I mean, look at... Is that Laura Loomer? Look, Laura Loomer and Milo. This is who Nick Fuentes worships right now. Laura Loomer. Dude, did Laura Loomer pop Nick Fuentes's cherry? Dude, I have a headcanon right now that Laura Loomer popped Nick Fuentes' cherry. Those fucking psychotic... I mean, if it was anyone, it would be a kike, wouldn't it? Those degenerate assholes. She fucked Nick, didn't she? That's what happened. That's why he defends her like he's a man out of hell. Because he fucked her. He fucked her. It's so simple. Nick Fuentes fucked Laura Loomer. It very simple. Laura Loomer popped Nick Fuentes' cherry. It's kind of cute, actually. It's kind of cute. Kind of, I don't know, man. It's kind of kinky. It's like you're fucking the Wicked Witch of the West. That nose she has. Nick Fuentes must have a Wicked Witch of the West fetish. Okay, on to the next thread. Enough of, was I bashing Nick? I love Nick. Whatever. It's all in good jest. Prove me wrong, Nick. I love you. Prove me wrong. Here we have, should the future of Western spaceflight really be left in the hands of Elon Musk? Picture is, it's like the totally decimated stage zero. I mean, this was all just a solid slab of concrete, guys. This was a solid slab of concrete. Now, nothing. A hole. It dug him a hole for free. Free hole. Easy. Simple as. Hole for free. I don't know. I think this was kind of good. Ever accurate judge of the where all the force of the rocket engine is. I mean, no one's ever done this stuff before, guys. No one has ever done this kind of stuff before. No one's ever just put the rocket on the ground and launched it. I mean, if he's landing these rockets on Mars, how's he gonna do it with... I mean, if they have no stage zero on Mars, how do you get ships to and from Mars? Are they gonna have to land on Mars and then build a stage zero there before they can leave? Is that what's gonna happen? Are they gonna have to bring a stage zero with them? I mean, these are questions we're gonna have to answer now. Because if we can't lift a super heavy off of Mars to get, or maybe a regular starship, maybe we wouldn't need a super heavy, maybe we could just do a regular starship. But if it's not feasible to launch off, what are they gonna do? They gotta figure these things out. Lou says, why 33 boosters though? Dude, come on, don't give me the numerology bullshit. Don't give me that new math. That's why math, because of the size, math. Honestly, it's probably because it was really probably 33.3333 repeating engines. Honestly, Lou, because that number comes up so fucking frequently, that 3333 repeating bullshit, that's what the number of engines probably was, but they just rounded down to 33. Just coincidence, buddy. Many such cases. This leaf says, he's a welfare queen, Elon Musk, that regurgitates what his engineers tell him so he can fool others into thinking he's tech savvy. This is the same autistic retard who claims some shitty mobile phone game was peak strategy and chess was simple in comparison. Dude, come on, man. He's a gamer. Also, he can code. Dude, the dude can code. The dude's fucking smart, man. Calm your tits. He coded for PayPal. The dude kind of knows what he's talking about. Just listen to him. Listen to him and judge for yourself if you think he knows what he's talking about or if he's just regurgitating stuff. I'm sure he's just regurgitating stuff to a point, but he understands what he's talking about. He's not stupid. He's not just regurgitating talking points. Okay, he believes in the stuff he's saying. He might be a little overenthusiastic, but he's always been like that. He's a fucking optimist.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe since you've done like that long piece on Russian rocket engines, which was pretty impressive, then maybe we could start off talking about rocket engines, perhaps.
Definitely. This is the right room for it.
Yeah, so this is actually an early Merlin engine, Merlin 1C. So I think it's maybe interesting to look at the difference in complexity of Merlin versus Raptor. So in the case of Merlin, you have a gas generator cycle, single shaft with the LOX pump, liquid oxygen pump here, the fuel pump here, and the turbine here. So it goes cryogenic, more or less room temperature, hot. And it's a single shaft, and the inducer and the impeller of the oxygen pump and the fuel pump are combined, so you don't have a separate inducer impeller. So this is basically about as simple as you can make a pump bed engine. I don't think there's any simpler way to make a pump bed engine. That's intentional, because when we started out, we were trying to minimize the probability of going bankrupt. So the simplest possible pump bed engine was what we were aiming for.
And you even were your very first ones, Merlin 1A was an ablative chamber.
Yes,
as
exactly.
Opposed to regeneratively cooled. So that was another simplification step.
Yes, I think that was a mistake to do the ablative, because that fundamentally goes against the reusability concept. So
right.
I was not a fan of ablative. Tom thought that perhaps it would be less risky to go ablative because he had some experience with ablative engines at TRW. But the tricky thing with ablative is as the chamber pressure rises, the erosion rate increases. And so it gets much harder to avoid erosion with an ablative chamber at high pressure. So
you have a pretty hard limit on your how high of combustion pressure you can have.
Yeah, I mean, just think of it like you've got like just like a fast moving river or something. If you have a fast moving river, you're going to have much more shear force, and that's going to just erode a riverbank fast. And same thing here. If you've got a lot more pressure, the rate of erosion is going to be much worse. And it also run away with you. Like if you get a little bit of a
chip almost.
If you get differential erosion and you start basically creating a rut, that rut will accelerate. So it's not stable.
Is it because the surface area increases as it like erodes, so there's more exposed, and it just compounds basically?
I think it's a surface area thing, and also somewhat of a kind of a Venturi effect. You basically get an accelerating flow through the channel. I'm speculating here, but for practical purposes, the problem is that if you start cutting a groove, that groove accelerates. It does not, it runs away from you.
Yeah.
So ablative actually ended up being heavier, more complex, and more expensive than regeneratively cooled, for at least a booster engine, which is high pressure. So this is the first regenerative approach that we tried, which is in this case, this is ancient history at this point, but it's a milled copper liner in the chamber with a plated high strength, mostly nickel cobalt jacket. We actually plated, literally electroplated the outer jacket on. It took ages, like a week. it was like a crazy way to do it.
As opposed to what's normal now, like I'm not familiar with how you normally would combine the two. As opposed to electroplating,
electroplating, you're literally building it up one molecule at a time.
Right.
So this is, to make a high strength thing with electroplating, very inefficient. We're just very dumb at that point. There are lots of ways to create an outer jacket. Electroplating is probably the worst. Alternatively, you could have, castings, stampings, but the things that where you get much closer. You're not trying to build it up one molecule at a time. You're doing a casting, and then you would machine away the casting, or you have a stamping or forging or something like that. That's much faster, and that's how we do it today. And then the nozzle was spiral wound steel tubes.
I always wondered about that. And is that supposedly easier because as the diameter changes, you don't have to worry about the individual channels changing their shape? Or what was the thought process there?
Yeah, so because the diameter is increasing, you can't just have straight tubes. What was done in the past was to expand a tube, so you'd like hydroform a tube. So you take an extruded tube, and then you'd hydroform it. Like you'd basically put it under a very high pressure in a die, and puff it up, so that it would have a variable diameter.
And so like an engine like the RL10 where they would hand do it, they would have to probably do it thicker at every, like all those different points. And as it got skinnier, that would probably be a very labor intensive process to make, I'm sure.
Well, I thought at the time was we can avoid the challenges associated with having a variable diameter tube if we spiral wind.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like how you might make a wicker chair or something like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now this ended up being an expensive and painful thing, and a lot of challenges with this joint here, where you go from the milled copper wall to the tube wall. you've got a hot gas seal there, and that gave us a lot of trouble.
This American says, can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. That's the perfect analogy right there. Next thread. Walmart to close nearly one-third of California stores due to rising theft and crime rates. Well, that's a weird way to say niggers. Walmart to close nearly one-third of stores. Dude, that's a lot of stores. It is California, though. I mean, fuck, that's the welfare state of states. You want welfare Gibbs, you go there. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, you know, all the cities. Chicago. Every city, basically. Every big city. No more Walmarts. This America says, niggers are sewage. Well, they can't build anything. They can only destroy. They can only destroy. We white people build and create societies, civilizations, things. Others destroy those things we build. It's very frustrating and annoying and irritating. This America says, nice, fuck up more of these nigger communities. Dude, you think there's no whites there? Think there's no whites that you're literally wishing for the... Like, these are white... Like, you think blacks built San Francisco? Maybe the fucking slaves? It was built by whites, dude. San Francisco was built by white people, man. Go look up the pictures of the San Francisco... Like, the Golden Gate Bridge being built. It was all whites building it, man. It was whites. Okay, we built these fucking cities. Don't let them take them from us. Don't let them take what we've built. Fuck, you've given up. This American says, this shit is hilarious. Walmart closing stores where niggers live. It was simple as, really. Fuck, sucks for white people. Move away. White flight. Make it a thing. 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33, 33. Oh my god, fuck. Coincidences, numerology, the 33, 33. Calm the fuck down. Three appears in nature a lot. So what? I say FEMA, you say camps. This America says one third. Holy shit, that's a fuck ton of stores. This goes beyond niggers shoplifting and looting. What? No. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. They're literally going in there with bags, dude. Coming out with looted merchandise. No consequences. What are you talking about? All commercial enterprises that have to deal with niggers calculate this into their costs before they open a store. Dude, I get that. But this is, it's not like this has been happening for the... This just started in the past, like, 4 years. That California has introduced these laws that incentivize niggers to just steal shit. They could walk into a store, jack shit, walk out, no consequences. As long as it's under like $1,000, $5,000, something like that, no consequences. Stealing was legalized in California. You didn't hear? Wake up. Food should be free for blacks, y'all racist. Oh my god, so tiresome. So tiresome, really. They almost need to be controlled, right? They almost need to be. It's frustrating. It's just, they don't see. They don't see. You get them, you shake them. You're like, please see, and they just don't want to see. They think you're evil. They think we're evil, guys. They think we're evil. Might as well just embrace their vision of us. They think we're evil. They will never stop thinking we're evil. Just fuck. Embrace it. Let's just be evil. Fuck it. Let's be evil. Let's be what they want us to be. This American says, wow, looks like crime is an effective method for fighting corporations. That's my takeaway. our whole system is broken though, dude. Walmart, I mean, our taxpayers are paying for this. I mean, it's not like if Walmart could fail, that would be true. Like if Walmart was a true business that could fail, like if capitalism, if our financial system worked, you're right. Walmart would fail. This would be an effective way to fight capitalism, but this isn't capitalism. This is corporate welfare. Walmart is propped up by our tax dollars and subsidized by food stamps. What are you talking about, dude? Wake up, man. We do not live in a capitalistic system, man. We're paying for this with our tax dollars. Corporate welfare. Fuck. Fuse. We need fuse. Niggers. Yep. This article is fake. This article is fake. This article is fake. Really? Doesn't look like it's fake. Looks real to me. People talk about ESG funding. Samerica says, I will never shop at Walmart again because they spewed woke propaganda over club speakers at white people, then lied trying to give niggers credit for shit they didn't invent. Fuck Walmart. I mean, fuck Walmart, but not for those reasons. And I mean, I don't know. I just, who really cares? Just do what the blacks do, I say. Just do what the blacks do. I mean, that can't be racist if I do what the blacks do, right? Just do what they do. Follow suit. Do what they do. We've been given permission. Next thread. Why can't anyone prove the 2020 election was stolen? Posts a picture of MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell ordered to follow through with $5 million payment to expert who debunked his false election data. What, dude? First off, this picture's fake. He never had to pay anyone that money. This picture's bullshit. Next, OP says even Fox News failed to prove their claim in court. It's almost like it wasn't stolen. Okay, first off, second off, third off, whatever. Fox News didn't fail to prove their claim in court. There was nothing proved or not proven because it never went to court. They assembled the jury, and then they decided to pay Dominion $1 billion fucking dollars. Does that sound legitimate to you? Does that sound fucking legitimate to you? Doesn't sound legitimate to me. Dumb. Dude, all the alt sites are getting hit right now. BitChute Odyssey and Rumble are all getting DDoSed right now. What the fuck is going on? Is YouTube a little mad? What is going on? Right here, guys, I uploaded all of Mike Lindell's Truth Summit. I broke it down into segments. I put cool music to it. And I edited all the dead air and ooms and ums and shit mostly out of these. So I made Mike Lindell sound a whole lot smarter than he actually did in the actual thing. So it's actually good. Actually. It's pretty good. If you watch any of them, you should watch this one. Truth Summit Day 2, Clint Curtis, Democrat, where the algorithm came from. Bush stole the vote.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
I will not play it here, but it basically, it's this, the guy that made the algorithm that stole the election is on this show. He speaks about it for 30 fucking minutes. It's good. This video has 10 views. That's sad. It hurts me inside. Oh well. That's how it was stolen. I have many videos breaking down step by step how they fucking stole the election. Feel free to go watch them. Type in Truth Summit. Search my videos for Truth Summit. It's page 20. Go to my videos, go to page 20. Bam. Truth Summit. Very simple. This American says, why can't people accept we're outnumbered by brain-dead women and simps? The majority of Americans are fat, narcissistic retards. And that's the majority of both major political parties. Why can't people just accept the 2020 election was stolen, okay? The Democrats spoke about a stolen election for 3 years. And then Biden was elected. And if you said anything about a stolen election anywhere online, Twitter, YouTube, anything, you were immediately banned off of that platform. Immediately. So you tell me, if the 2020 election is so legitimate, why can no one talk about it? Why is no one allowed to speak of it? Why is it the one thing, that and the vaccine, why were those the two things you were not allowed to speak about? Think about it. Use your brain. You need to go out and vote so that when they steal the fucking election, you feel that impact. You feel it with all of your soul when they steal that vote from you. You need to feel it when they take it from you. This American says, we investigated ourselves and we were found to be legitimate. Exactly. I mean, Trump gained 9 million votes. No incumbent who gained votes in their second election had ever in history lost, except Trump. For some strange reason. Pretty crazy. This American says, just because you can shop a corrupt activist judge for a ruling doesn't mean anything. It just means the fraud is obvious and they don't want it looked at. These judgments are silly, corrupt, and meant to make people afraid to speak out. It's clear as day what's happening. I mean, we can't... The thing is, it's never been proven or not proven in court. That's the whole thing that they don't like to talk about. It's never been proven or not proven in court. They won't even allow it into court. They say, oh, you can't file it right now because it's before it happened. Then then you try to file it while it's happening. And they're like, you can't do it right now. It's in the process of happening. And then so you file afterwards and like, oh, you can't file now. It's after the thing fucking happened. Okay, well, when the fuck am I supposed to file? When? I tried to file before, you wouldn't let me. I tried to file when it was happening, you wouldn't let me. I tried to file after, you wouldn't let me. So when the fuck am I supposed to file this stupid case? Oh, I guess never. That's when you never want me to file it, right? Right, I get it. It's all corrupt bullshit. Right, got it. This America Says 2,000 Mules proves it. Circumventing state legislators proves it. Biden being an invalid candidate due to his being a literal fucking traitor proves it. Dude, 2,000 Mules was a powerful movie and was part of what they did. Part of what they did. A huge part, but part of what they did. They stole the election with machines. Provably. This America Says anyone who watched it live knows the truth. Dude, the CNN people, or the leftist faggot, they knew it was rigged when they were talking about it. They couldn't help but give it away. People have tails, and they give shit away without even trying. You just need to look for it. Just need to look for it. Be Sherlock Holmes. Use your mind. Be astute. Pay attention. This Swedish anon says, it was dismissed on the merits, I think it's called. Basically, someone, Trump for example, said he wanted to show evidence and argue his case. The court said, no, we will not look at your evidence. Case closed. Yes, they refused to hear what the president elected by the people had to say. Nice legal system, USA. Dude, our legal system has been completely corrupted by the kikes. The Jewish people. You know them, those guys? The Jewish people? Yep, they're corrupting our system again like they always do. Very dumb. Very stupid. They control all of our financial woes are caused by them. I am currently in the process of making a new system inspired by our founding fathers, the Few system. Writing a fucking book about it. It'd be awesome. It's gonna fix everything. You watch. Just gotta convince everyone to use it. This America Says, this CIA won't allow their ballot stuffing to come to light. Dude, they did way worse than ballot stuffing, buddy. The CIA did way worse than that. Mike Lindell has someone from I don't know if it's from the FBI or the CIA. He has someone from one of those organizations that has that program that compiles information on people. Like, you give it someone, and it like, compiles all the information on them and shit. Crazy. Spy shit. Mike Lindell had that guy on. Everyone talks about him. They don't give him his real name. I think his real name leaked, though. Very crazy stuff. Whatever. Everyone agrees it was kikes. Finale thread. End of the day thread. Another poll chud gets blown the fuck out by law for making threats. Will you be next? Third 4chan user accused of threatening Volusia Sheriff Mike Shitwood. Zapta. It was Zapta. It's a cool name. 23. Faces charges of making written threat to kill. Did he live with his mom? I bet he lived with his mom, right? Did he live with his mom? I told the FBI that was getting too, on the nose, because everyone had mom, and now they do one without mom. See, they watch my show, guys. They watch my show. Stop. That ain't free. Donate to my show, you asshole FBI faggots. That shit ain't free. Gotta pay me. OP says, how many more times will Paul get caught making violent threats before this place is shut down once and for all? We know this place is the main groomer of mass shooters. No, that's Fringe Chan, you silly goose. That's Fringe Chan. That's what all the shills were saying on 4chan. You weren't here when that all happened? Huh? I don't know. This Bitbonk said, if every single mutt anon posted the exact same threat, you would all be safe, Reddit space, V for Vendetta type situation, but you're all too cowardly and pathetic. Think about it. They can't arrest you all. Okay, well, first off, I don't know if you've been in half of these Mike Shitwood threads, but there's a lot of people, are doing what you're saying, buddy. Just saying. A lot of people are doing what you're saying. It seems like they're going after very specific individuals. I'm sure we're going to get to six. We got to get to six people, right? Six people. We're all into those numbers, right? We're at three. We're at the third. We got to get to six, right? Six is the most important number. This America says, I'm here all day. How do I miss these threads? Well, because they're almost instantly banned by Reddit faggot jannies. I say Reddit jannies? Was that a fucking Freudian slip? 4chan Jannies, who might as well be Reddit faggot plebit Janny asshole nigger bitch dick faggots. Fuck niggers, fuck kikes, fuck Jannies. This American says, all in Volusia County. That is kind of strange. Is that a tell? Why is it all in Volusia County? Is there a specific code in Volusia County? Is there something with the internet provider in Volusia County? What's going on there? What's going on with that? Very strange that they're all from the same county. Oh, look, here we got a picture. Yeah, that nose, dude. That is a hooked nose. I think this guy's a kike. Guy looks kikish. I think there's Zapta? I don't know. Shit me, baby, one more time. Look at Sheriff Shitwood. People talking about the CP on his computer. Definitely. According to investigators, she also told them Zapata was fascinated with Adolf Hitler and may have been suffering from a mental illness. Guys, imagine what they would say about me if they got me. Guys, imagine what they would say about me. He was into little girls. He was into lolicon girls. He did a racist, anti-Semitic podcast. He was a fucking schizophrenic artist, terrorist or something. Who the fuck knows what they would say? Ooh, people saying some glowy things behind a VPN. Yes. Vaccinate Shitwood with Pfizer COVID-19 mRNA juice in real life. I mean, really, he needs to be vaccinated to hold his position, doesn't he? He must be constantly vaccinated and kept up to date on his vaccinations to hold that position. We must make sure that he's up to date on his vaccinations. I agree. Wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly agree with Adnan. He must be injected with more Pfizer. Definitely. This American says there's nothing less intimidating on this earth than a Jewish male. And really, very cuck energy. Tip's been submitted. His face is like one big prosthetic. Dude, really? That's accurate. Really, really accurate. Strange. Just, oh man. Why doesn't it stop, guys? Why won't Shitwood just stop? Why can't he stop? People are saying a lot of glowy things. Lots of glowies. They're taking heed of that Brit Bong's words. People talk about in Minecraft as a legal defense. In Minecraft. Oh my gosh. In Minecraft, him in Minecraft or something. I guess that's the show. Wow, low quality. I guess we'll read comments to end the show out. We'll read comments. Woo! Comments, woo! You got, darn, I missed the show. Happy birthday, Addy. Like 80, like eight off, like 80. Edu off. I guess it's a good, is that a good nickname for Adolf 80? I guess. Mein Führer. Hitler had Parkinson's and wasn't drugs. I told an old German hippie I loved Adolf and the dirty Jews lied and he got teary. Back at the Gremlin's place, had to rub oil on Tranny's thighs. Lou, kill me now. I would if I could. I would strangle the life right out of you if you so wished it. Sorry I'm not there and can't fulfill your wish. Sorry. Happy Fuhrer's birthday to you all. FBot says, based. Happy birthday, Addy. No Jew Wars says, 14 words. 109 reasons. Fuck, 110 reasons. Fuck. Make it 120 reasons. Every country, every place, everywhere. This dude with a really weird gibberish name says, I'm so fucking glad someone recommended me your channel. Wow, well, thank you, whoever recommended it. Thank you for the shills. Thank you for shilling. I don't know why you would shill me. I'm freaking insane. I'm crazy. I'm insane. Who'd watch me? And why would you want to share this with people? Nigger faggot. Clown World wants the clip of the spaceship. Whatever. I'll lead the show with it today, probably. Who knows? It probably will be that. Yeah, That's the show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. Love you all. Goodbye.
We're missing various parts of the equation to know definitively where things are going. And that, whoa.
All right, hold on a second.
No. Look, Joe Biden just took the lead in Wisconsin.
Right. We're getting new information.
We'll go through.
Pull it all the way out. Votes are coming in right now. Let's pull all the way out to the state of play here and let's see what's going on. Because we're getting, We're getting I know that's what Phil Mattingly. We're getting new information in right now, and one of the things you don't get to see is actually what's going on in my head with all the different voices, and that's before I'm on television. But tonight, we just got new information in on Wisconsin, and it has changed the state of play in the state for now. Okay, right now, Joe Biden is 11,381 votes ahead, in with 89% estimated reporting. Two questions. Where did it come from and what is left? What can we answer?
So let's start with this baseline. Before this information dump came in, Donald Trump was up by 109,000 votes. Now Joe Biden is up by 11,381.